are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. That, my friends, was the man known as Little Bird, or more accurately, as saxophonist, composer, and arranger James Edward Heath. That was Jimmy with the song Four Minors Only on his very first album as a leader. 1959's The Thumper, and he was ever that over a brilliant and legendary jazz career. And it is with that tune that we kick off a full hour dedicated to the life and music of Mr. Jimmy Heath. Born on October 25, 1926, you likely know Jimmy in tandem with his brothers, other famous jazz musicians, bassist Percy Heath and drummer Albert Heath. He originally started out on the alto saxophone due to the enormous influence of the great and original Bird, Charlie Parker. But he wanted to soar on his own with his own Heath name and took on the tenor sax instead. The brilliant Heath is known equally for his playing as he is for his composing. And man, has he ever played with all of the best over the years. With Miles Davis, John Coltrane, Dizzy Gillespie, Wynton Marsalis, and any other jazz luminary from the last 50 years that you can conjure up in your head. And he was baptized in greatness since he was 21 way back in 1948 when he performed in the first international jazz festival in Paris with Howard McGhee, Coleman Hawkins, Slam Stewart, and the great Errol Gardner on the keys all on the same stage. With all the cats he's gigged with and all the honors he's received, Jimmy Heath recently talked with Neon Jazz, and when I asked him what meant the most to him over his career, this is what he had to tell me.
There's the one when Charlie Parker sat in with my band in Philadelphia. That's one of the most important times of my life. Also, to be the first jazz musician to get an honorary doctorate from Juilliard School of Music.
Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that has gladly hosted countless legends, just like Mr. Jimmy Heath off Old 18 and Vine, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Ready to give you one solid hour of music from the brilliance of Mr. Jimmy Heath. And we go into 1960 with his second studio album, Really Big, with his tentet and the tune, Dat Deer, next on Neon Jazz. Thank you.
Pacino, and it's great music. Don't touch that dial.
Thank you.
Off his third studio album, The Quota, in 1961, that was the title song off the album. So during a long and illustrious career, he is currently at the age of 87 and stronger than ever. He has performed on more than 100 albums, and this includes 7 with the Heath Brothers and 12 as a leader. He has written more than 125 compositions, many of which have become jazz standards and have been recorded by a huge crop of artists like Art Farmer, Cannonball Adderley, Chet Baker, Miles Davis, Milt Jackson, Ahmad Jamal, the great Ray Charles, J.J. Johnson, and on and on. This is what he told me recently about the big difference between composing and playing.
I think it's more important to be a composer and arranger and to have people and your peers record your music than it is to stand up on stage and get a hand. Sometimes those hands are just routine.
Man, 1961 was a busy year for Jimmy. Here's the tune, The Chant, off an album by the same name, led by the great double bassist Sam Jones.
Kansas City, be sure to listen to Neon Jazz with Joe Tomino.
That was Jimmy still coming into his own in 1962 with the song Make Someone Happy, and he did plenty of that over his long career. The true start to his jazz career was during World War II, and he was rejected for the draft for being under the weight limit. He took advantage of that and began performing quite a bit. From 1945 to 46, he gigged with the Nat Tolls Band. In those early days back in Philly, John Coltrane was one of four saxophonists in this band, and soon thereafter, he joined Dizzy Gillespie's band. This is what Jimmy told me about the great jazz man and human, Dizzy Gillespie.
Well, he was a gentleman, and he was a funny guy, but he was very serious about music, and he was always showing you. He's a mentor. He's always showing you harmonies on the piano and things like that.
Moving our way right into the 1960s, here's the 1963 tune, Wall to Wall, off the Swamp Seed LP.
Thank you. Rollins. I love jazz. I am a jazz musician. And Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino seems to love jazz, seems to talk about our great music. So give it a listen.
That was the 1964 tune, Nice People, and in a career built on relationships, Jimmy ranks as one of the nicest out there. He really got a good etching in the jazz world playing with Miles Davis in 1959, and also worked with Kenny Dorham, Gil Evans, Milt Jackson, and Art Farmer in the 60s. This is what he had to tell me about Miles and the legacy he established.
Well, Miles Davis was a stylist. He had his own, because he said himself, he says, the only reason he didn't play like Dizzy is because he couldn't. So he found a style that was very pleasing.
So along with all the music, in the 1980s, Jimmy joined the faculty of the Aaron Copland School of Music at Queens College, New York, and continued lending his genius to a whole new crop of jazz musicians. With our last track of music from the decadent 1960s, here's Jimmy in 1964 with the tune Vanity. Thank you.
Got some more neon jazz.
Do it.
Thank you.
Right on into 1972, that was Jimmy with the tune Gemini off the album The Gap Sealer. His dedication to the jazz idiom has made him a favorite amongst the huge host of jazz musicians. Dizzy said this about him: "All I can say is, if you know Jimmy Heath, you know Bob." And Miles had this to say about him: "He was a very hip dude to be with, funny and clean and very intelligent. Jimmy is one of the thoroughbreds." The quotes go on and on about Jimmy, but here's a few from him. This is what he said is a key to his longevity.
Luck.
And this is what he had to say about being an icon in jazz.
Icon, yeah, well, you know, icons are all dead. I'd rather be an icon.
Yeah, there you go.
Be alive than an icon.
That's right.
Off a cool compilation of Jimmy's best material in 2013. Here's the tune There Is No Greater Love as we start dialing down our hour of Jimmy Heath right here on Neon Jazz. Thank you. Again, that was Jimmy Heath with the tune There Is No Greater Love, and that love is continuing. Jimmy's son, James Foreman, is an R&B songwriter, musician, and all-around star. At the end of the day, Jimmy is a living legend that did so much to make jazz what it is today. Along with entertaining so many fans over the years with his unique blend of composing, arranging, and playing, and in a life dedicated to music, this is what he had to say about his enduring legacy.
I think remember me as a composer and a musician who gave a lot to the idiom of music.
And with that, we jump to the modern day and listen to the 2014 song Togetherness off his latest album. This one is his first live ever with his big band, and he's better than ever. And with that, thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a legend on KC Radio, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher. Like what you heard? Well, let us know. We'd love to hear from you out there in Radio Land. You can reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Neon Jazz.